You're listening to the Super Turbo Days podcast on YouTube and Audio Boom. Hey, you all right? Thanks for tuning in, listening again this week. Hi, how you doing? Yeah, good week this week, I think. It's been all right. Nice week we've had. Lovely weather. The most boring podcast ever, just describing the weather. Oh, it's been sunny for most of it. We'll do this week's weather later. But first, here's some mildly amusing stuff I'm going to talk about. Yeah, not anything really exciting happened this week, really. Just, I've just been on the internet, not looking at boobies this time. No, looking for a news item. I found one, which is pretty funny as itself. It's quite funny already, so I don't think it's going to take a lot of work to get a laugh out of this. Oh, I'm all fidgety today, I don't know what's the matter with me. I'm all so excited, I could bounce the wind down, and just bang my head. If you're on Audio Boom, that's probably not been that funny, but if you're on YouTube, I'll just bang my head on the light fitting and then smash my face on a mic, so there you go. Yeah, nice. Oh, that did. We won't do that again, we won't bounce up and down. This is not the right place for it. Right, be professional. Yeah, so already found a news item for this podcast. Done it all by myself. I'm such a clever boy. Should we do the news item first and then do other things if we can be asked? Here's this week's news item. Noisy school cockerel gets expelled for waking neighbours in the middle of the night. Billy. What's he say? Billy's early crowing sets off other animals at school farmyard. Why have they got a farmyard at a school? I've been to many schools, like when I was at school. And we never had a farmyard. Like, the best thing that ever happened at school was when I was at junior school, the caretaker had a dog. And we weren't even allowed to touch it. Or the dog. Okay. other animals at farm, at school farm, prompting letters from locals who were desperate for a good night's sleep. Oh, that bastard Billy. Billy, you bastard, you're keeping us awake at night. I don't know what cockerels say, I've never had one. Like I said, we only had a dog at high school. We weren't allowed to stroke it, so. A farm at a school for children with learning difficulties is trying to find a new home for a cockerel who starts crowing at 3 a.m. I think that'd be right. Around here, where I live, I think that'd be alright because, like, I've noticed most of the neighbours around here, like people live around here, they go to work at like 4 anyway, so they'll probably be quite happy. Like, if they've like forgotten to set their alarm, they go, oh, thank God Des has got that fucking cockerel, goes off at 3 o'clock. But then on a Sunday when you're not working, you think, shut up, Billy, you prick! A neighbour complained the racket, which sets donkeys braying. What does that mean? What's braying? Don't donkeys go, E-ar! I don't know. I think they do, I don't know. I've only ever been to Blackpool once. That's the only place I've ever seen a donkey. So, means he gets but a few hours sleep. Go to bed earlier then, miserable git. If I knew, like, every morning, without fail, like, a cockerel and a donkey were going to start having a chat in a local farm at 3 a.m, I'd probably just go to bed a bit earlier. Get straight in from work 6 o'clock, go, right, off to bed, I love seeing the morning. Going to be up at 3. Now it seems that the 2-year-old cockerel, Billy, will have to leave the Mowbray School in Bedeal, I think that says, North Yorkshire, where he was born and bred. Oh, he's got to leave his home. Oh, poor bastard. I feel sorry for him now. Excuse me. He's got to leave his home. Let's rehome Billy. I love him. He sounds nice. So I'll be... Yeah, no, I'll be alright. I think the cat will be fine. I'll show the cat later and she'll go, dinner. She'll love it. School head, Jonathan Tyrrell, hopes a farm will give him a good home. I don't know if he's on about himself there, Jonathan. I don't know if Jonathan wants a good home or if he wants a new home for Billy. I'm not entirely sure. One of them, Jonathan's hoping to get a new home. He's hoping for some hay to sleep on tonight. Jonathan, who's the head of the school, doesn't have a home, or a wife, or for that matter, any hopes or dreams. He said, we are really keen to be good neighbours. Good. It's a good idea. Well done, Jonathan. We don't want the farm to have an effect on or disturb local residents. We have several cockerels, but Billy is the one who seems to be the loudest and the earliest riser. Oh, Billy's a maverick. I like him even more now. The more I read this story, the more I like Billy. I want to give him a cuddle. Billy the cockerel. He's like, Billy ain't even got a clock, has he? Do you think he's got his little like cockerel watch? He goes, oh, 3 a.m. Morning, everyone. Time to get up. And the donkey goes, fuck off, Billy, you prick. And then everyone else is going, fucking donkey. What? I still don't understand why the school's even got a donkey or a cockerel. Makes no sense to me. It's stupid. Don't need a cockerel or a donkey at a school. You need a maths teacher, some English teacher, and a better paper. Nothing else. Geography. Yes, yes, no. As long as you can tell from here to here how many distances that is. How many distances? Still, I took a lot of fucking notes at school, me. So, yes, how many distances that is?
I don't know. Look, I've got a donkey.
We have several cockerels, but Billy seems to be the loudest and the earliest riser. We think he tends to set off the donkey. Yeah, well, you know, maybe they're in love or something. Cross. What would that be? Like cross species? Oh, cross species. Imagine a cockerel donkey. A donkey cock. It's a donkey cock. We hope to find him a new home that will make the difference. Oh, don't ship him off. Get behind him, that's what I say. He's a little maverick, I like him. Calls for gagging orders began after local residents who work nights. If they work nights, then surely they'd be at work. Wrote to the council bosses complaining over the past year the noise has grown progressively worse between 3 and 5 a.m. He pleaded, I know the creatures must give the children enjoyment and would most certainly not want to take them away. But is there any way the cockerel could be kept in a coop or donkeys in an internal barn? Don't coop the donkey up or the cockerel. It's cruel. Let him run free. I think if we've learned nothing else from this really, really weird podcast, we've learned this, and that's that Billy is a maverick and should be celebrated. Don't coop him up. What's the matter with you? I don't know. I just did the weirdest kiss my teeth. I don't know what that was all about. I work long hours and I'm getting to the point where I can't get but a few hours sleep. Well, if you work nights, then, you know, I think you're fucking lying to me. If you work nights, you'd be at work at between 3 and 5 a.m. You might only just be getting home at 5 a.m. and by then he's shut up, he's given up. Trying to fuck the donkey. Billy will be missed at the school, where he is a star attraction. He's a star attraction, you can't get rid of Billy! Look, I'm starting a petition here and now. Let's save Billy. Billy the cockerel, the maverick cockerel. Billy is going to be saved, I'm sure of it. Mr. Tyrrell says, the farm has been a huge success with the students. The young people love being with the animals. We have seen some children's lives utterly transformed through the farm. See, you can't get rid of Billy. Oh, I refuse to let you get rid of Billy. Need Billy. He's looking after them kids. Not sure entirely how, but hey, if the head of the school says it's fine, it's fine. If he says it's changing their lives, it's changing their lives. 50 chickens and cockerels used for breeding so children can see chicks hatching. Oh my god, we're running out of time. Billy the cockerel, let's save him. He's a maverick. Let's get behind him. Love you.